Little lightning there, Mr. Z.
Yes, that kind of startled me.
Did it? Me too. Joining us on the phone line, we got Rhonda Kelly, Candy Nelk. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You doing okay. And Candy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, here we are. Zach is sitting here in the studio. You guys get to stay on the phone.
Yes.
And we have summer reading.
Yeah, we finally made it to talk about that. I wanted to...
jump back here. Tell me a little bit. May, mental health, you had a lot. You guys did a lot of programs.
We did. Rhonda and Candy and I really worked hard to provide programming, but we really have to give it up to our community partners and our stakeholders. That was part of our Activating Community Voices project, which really focuses on equity and the dimensions of equity. And with that group, of course, in May, mental health was the focus.
Sure.
And so great turnout. We thank our board of supervisors who signed a proclamation earlier in the month. And then, again, we just had Story Walk, we had Story Times, we had a few programs on bullying, arts and crafts, yoga, so lots of great things for children through adults, and so very successful.
And good attendance?
Very good attendance. I mean, there were a few, it's the month of May, so everybody's really busy, but we're hoping to do that, in years to come. So we like to thank everybody for all of their support, and regardless of the month, mental health is very important
Well, the one thing I thought about, too, is because I've always referred to it as your transition month. You're transitioning, getting ready for your summer program and stuff. Thank goodness you've got all these partners that are willing to bring all these things in for you.
Oh, absolutely. And that is one of the foundations of public libraries now is our community partners and working with them. And still in the month of May, I made my visits, elementary visits and public and parochial to talk about summer reading, which is why we're here today. Yeah. So,
which you also have a lot of community partners involved.
We do. It's one of those things now that it's so established that, it's just kind of almost routine. We know we can rely on them. So without further ado, I'm happy to start talking about Find Your Voice is the theme this year. And coming up right away on Monday, June 5th, from 4 to 7, is our kickoff carnival. Last year, we did our carnival post-pandemic at that time. Very successful, but as always, I
horrendously warm.
It was, and I think that's what's going to happen this
I think
coming,
so, too. Maybe
possibly.
Not quite as warm.
Hopefully not, but what I'm excited about is that the partners for this, we've have our regulars, and we appreciate, but we had new ones come out, some that we reached out and some that reached out to us. So starting to get that momentum, like, hey, we want to participate in that. We support literacy. We support libraries. So we have a little over 40 activity booths. Partners that will be providing activities. We're excited that free books will be given away. Those books are provided through Annie's Foundation, which focuses on books that have been banned. So we're excited that those books will be given out. Cotton Candy, Bounce Houses, Video Game Truck, Virtual Reality. We've got the Iowa Corn Trailer, Crafts, Popcorn. And I'll just say that famous video game character who's a plumber will be visiting. I think I'll go that direction on the radio.
Works for me.
That's on Monday, June 5th, which is right coming up, and it's open to everyone. We're very excited. Please come out. There's no cost to that event or any of our programs. So moving right along, I'm really excited because Story Times will be starting up again. Rhonda's doing a program actually on Saturday at 10 a.m., which you can talk about. But our friend Kyle from the County Conservation will be paying us a visit next Wednesday, June 7th at 10 o'clock. And then our music and movement programs, those will happen on the 9th and the 23rd. So some of our regulars will be starting again, and then on the 13th is the Blank Park Zoo at 10 a.m., which I'm really excited about, and I always tell the kiddos that whoever's in a good mood that day, some of the smaller animals, of course, but it's called Find Your Roar, explore Earth's amazing organisms and where humans fit in with nature, and discover the impacts we make and hear about the hard work that goes into conservation. And the participants will learn that they can raise a roar in support of a healthy environment, which is very important for our furry friends or any of our friends. And then we'll have family fun that same evening at 6 p.m. I'm pretty excited about that one because it's going to be a glow-in-the-dark story time. I've kind of done something similar years and years ago, but I'm bringing it back, and there'll be a fun firefly glow-in-the-dark craft, which I'm excited about. So
hey, we've got all new kids in there. So
that's exactly right. Yeah. So then we'll roll on into our story times that week, and then the following week at 6 p.m., pretty excited about this. Our friend Kyle from the conservation will be back. But something that Rhonda Candy and I started with the support of the library board and library director Jamie Williams is we're going to have pollinator gardens at the library. So, and Candy will probably speak a little bit more about the auction going on. But on the 20th at 6 p.m., you can join the library and Kyle as we begin planting our three pollinator gardens. What we're excited about is once those get going, there'll be more of an outdoor classroom. We'll be doing programs for children through adults. So we need all the help. And there will be a craft to go along with that as well. And then following day, we'll have our story time programs, but on the 22nd, we've got some pretty exciting stuff. We have a friend, Luke, from Ledges. We'll be doing a
Luke
story
Mowen.
Time. Yeah. Pretty excited. I haven't had Luke for story time before. Yeah. But I met him several times and really looking forward to that. And then our friends at Parametric Studios, they're based in Ames, and they do a lot of work on virtual reality and augmented reality. So they're coming back. There's only 15 seats available. This is more for elementary, second through fourth graders.
Okay.
But what's really cool, and you have to go to our Facebook to see the picture, but they're going to make an augmented reality nightlight. And I'm just impressed by it. I'm like, I want to join. So that'll be Thursday the 22nd at 3:30, and registration opened yesterday for that as well.
And could be full by the end of today.
Could be. Yeah, absolutely. Hope so. And then on the following week, the big program is our friends from the Iowa State Insect Zoo. They're coming by to set up, you know, the hands-on interactive and insect display. So it will be exciting. Again, we always enjoy that. And I wanted to mention the day before that is our campfire games. We thank our friends at the Y Camp who partner with us, as well as our friends of the library. And so at the Y Camp, which is 1192 166th Drive in Boone, we have a great program with Adult Hand. Will lead us in outdoor games and group storytelling. There'll be food, and then the free will donation and s'mores.
You gotta have s'mores in there.
And then just in regards to our story walk, we're still going to do this month, I Am Love by Susan Verdi, which we did in May. And then next month, we'll move it to The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which I'll explain why later on that. So that is what is going on for kiddos. There are some programs that are open for all ages, and I'm going to leave
We'll let Rhonda start next
on that. So thank you.
Okay, Rhonda.
We are excited about what we have lined up for the teens, as well as yoga is open to tweens, teens, and adults. And in the summer, we switched to a 30-day challenge, and it's all based on a theme. And that kicks off tomorrow. You can attend any and all of the days, and the theme is called True. And it'll be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, just virtual through Zoom, which we've been doing for yoga for a couple years. But we've added on Friday now, if you want to come attend yoga in person, we open up the story time room downstairs in the children's department. So feel free to bring your yoga mat and join us in person. So that is kind of, we're looking forward to that, getting some deep breathing in and reducing some stress and anxiety this summer together. And we're continuing our Mindful Monday series, which is open to teens and adults. And each month we've had a different theme. So for this summer, we are actually listening to audio conversations called Spark. And most times they're celebrities or well-known people. We're kicking it off with Matthew McConaughey talking about living with intention. And at these programs, we listen to the audio program, and then we have a community conversation after about what we've heard, how it ties into our life. And we've had people say that these, you know, coming out and having these conversations have really kind of helped them with their own mental health. So that is open to all teens and adults, Monday evenings at 7. Of course, we won't have it this Monday because that's our big carnival night. We'll be a little busy that night. But the following Monday.
That's okay. We can sacrifice one.
We can take one Monday off. Yeah. Have a little fun at the carnival. So so specifically for our tweens and teens, next week on Thursday, June the 8th, we're having a bubble tea party. Bubble tea, or boba tea as it's known, is really popular with teens and adults. So you can come and sample a bubble tea. We'll be making it together. And then we're also going to be making a bubble tea squishy that you can make and keep and take home with you. So that is Thursday, June 8th at 2 p.m. No registration required.
Okay.
And then the following Tuesday, June 13th at 2 o'clock, we have Tweens and Teens Make Zines. So for those that don't know what a zine is, it is like a mini magazine. And it's just a way to express yourself. You can kind of do a theme with it, or you can just do a couple different topics. You can just be creative with it, do artwork on it. We'll have all materials provided. And there will be snacks. Snacks are always important. So come on out and raise your voice and make a little zine. And then the following day, which is Wednesday, June 14th, and Thursday, June 15th, there will be a tween and teen virtual author visit, and that is set up through the Iowa Library Association. And if anyone wants to submit questions in advance for the authors, you can do that. Just email me or call me at the library. The tween author will be on the Wednesday, June 14th, and the teen author will be Thursday, June 15th. And you can find out all the information about the authors on our Facebook page and our website. And then this is a program that actually Zach and I are both doing. He is doing it for kindergarten through fifth grade, and I'm doing it from sixth grade through 12th grade. And we're doing an international pen pal program this summer. And again, this is partnering with other libraries across the U.S. And you can register. That one does require registration. You can register on our website until June 12th. And then Monday, June 19th, I will be doing the pen pal launch for grade 6 through 12th. And you can come to the library at noon if you've registered, and I will remind those people. We're going to be having a lunch, and you can pick up all your postcards and materials and instructions for the pen pal, and you'll be partnered up with someone in a similar age bracket at another library, and then you'll be exchanging postcards during the summer. And Zach will be launching that for the youngers that Wednesday, which is June 21st at noon, also with a lunch as well. Lots of food this summer, which is great, right?
Yeah. Just for me.
The following Thursday, June 22nd, we're continuing our Pokemon program, but in the summer we like to kind of just make it a little extra special. So we're going to be doing a Pokemon brunch and movie. So you can come to the library, snack on Pokemon cereal, and watch a movie with us. So just come have fun with your friends who also love Pokemon. And that's open for anyone, you know, grade 5 and up. And it's quite an age range that are really into Pokemon. So it's really fun to see some of the older siblings come out with some of the younger siblings and just kind of hang out and have fun together. And then towards the end of the month, continuing with the Find Your Voice theme, Tuesday, June 27th at 2 o'clock, we're going to be doing a DIY megaphone. And hopefully if the weather's nice that day, we'll do it outside in the library garden, set up some tables with supplies. But you can come and decorate a megaphone, which you'll get to keep. Doing it also outside, because then that's a great place to test out your megaphone. Yeah. So, and we will have some snacks. If the weather is good, we'll hopefully have some popsicles that day and just have fun just expressing ourselves together. We're continuing our anime manga program. That's going to be Wednesday, June 28th at 3:30. You can come watch an anime, snack on some ramen. We always have on display some of our newest mangas that we have come in, so that you can check those out if you are a fan. And there is quite a fan group of anime manga. It's kind of kept consistent with how popular it is. So that will be fun. Just come on out, have a snack. And we close out the month on June 29th at 2 p.m. with an Animal Crossing Island Hop Party. So Animal Crossing is a video game that has been really popular. It kind of had a resurgence in 2020 when everything kind of shut down with COVID. People really got back into the video game. And it's still very popular. So anybody who has a Nintendo Switch with the Animal Crossing game, come on out. And you'll be able to visit each other's islands. So we can see how you express yourself and express your voice through how you've decorated your island. And you can just have fun playing with each other, show off your creations. And again, snacks will be provided. And if you don't have a Nintendo Switch and don't have the game, if you want to come out maybe and kind of see what the game's about and watch, you know, other people play too, that's, you know, we invite you to do that as well.
Find out what it's all about.
Lots of fun.
Yep. All right. Candy, what do you tell me about the bingo card, please?
We are playing bingo this summer for the adults. No online registration. I'm just asking you to stop in and pick up a bingo card, or you can they'll be readily available at the carnival Monday night or at Municipal Band, and I'll talk about that in a minute. You need to complete 8 of the 9 activities, and then you'll be put in drawings for Fairway, Hy-Vee, and Walmart gift cards. Or if you want to, we have multiple gift cards. Or if you only want to do 3 activities, then you'll be put in drawings for $10 Boone Chamber gift certificates. They used to be called Boone Bucks. Yeah. So that's what we have for adults this summer.
But be looking for that bingo card.
Looking for the bingo card. It's kind of a teal color.
Okay.
They'll be at any desk on Monday. You can just stop in, pick it up. You don't need to register. Just pick one up and be on your way and turn it in by the end of the program, which is July 29th.
Okay. All right.
We'll be kicking off before the carnival. Tomorrow we'll have Tucker Mitchell will be upstairs talking about Medicare. He's going to start the month off on June 2nd, and he'll end the month on June 30th, coming both of those days and being upstairs from noon to 1, just to talk about Medicare. He's not selling anything. He's just giving you the options for what's available and answering your questions. So if you have a question, you need to talk to somebody, stop on up. He's a great young man.
Okay.
June 6th. We do have a basic beading class so people can learn how to make beaded jewelry. I did have to start the registration about a week ago because I needed to know numbers since it's already next Tuesday It is full. But I started a wait list, and it looks like we'll have enough people to offer it again. So Stay tuned for that. We have an author that will be at the library with her book, The Journey of Caroline Olsen. She talks about Norwegian immigrants based on her family. She's from Denison, so she's an Iowa author, and we always like to promote Iowa authors, and she'll be upstairs on June 13th at 7 with her book. I guess I'll backtrack a little bit because I talked about Boone Municipal Band. I know they had their first concert last night.
Mm-hmm.
We are partnering with them in the month of June, and I'll be out there next Wednesday night to tell everybody about the bingo cards. And going to Municipal Band is one of the activities on the bingo cards. So if you are a regular person that shows up at Municipal Band on Wednesday night, you've got it made. You've already got one square filled in. So you'll just need to find the friends of the library table at Municipal Band Wednesday nights in June, and they'll give you a stamp to put on your bingo card.
All
so
right.
trying to get more adults and they already go to Municipal Band, so why not? And many of them do our summer reading program, so why not marry the two together?
Sure, sure.
Thanks to Jill Lutz. She came up with that idea, so you've got to get credit for her. We also have, the library will also be having two concerts at Herman Park Pavilion, one in June and one in July, and our first one is June 15th. It's a Thursday night at 7, and the group is Lincoln Way Drivers, and they're an Ames-based band, and they play oldies but goodies and blues and country music, and it's free. It's for all ages. Everybody come out. It's also an activity that you can get your bingo card stamped at, and we'll have snacks and for a free will offering. Then on June 19th, we have a program called Live Learned, and it is on Zoom, and it's with a woman, Jane Lerner. She's a, it's an odd way to voice, find your voice, but she is a professional obituary writer. So we're going to explore that, like, how does she do that, and how is her writing different than any other obituary that you would see in the paper? And she offers it as a service, and she's offered it through AARP. So,
cool.
I think that's an interesting aspect. I didn't even know that was a profession. So,
me either.
We're going to explore that on Zoom on Monday, June 19th. You'll just have to register so you'd be able to access the program. Tuesday, June 27th, we're doing a program called Parks Are Us. Next year is the 100th anniversary of the Ledges, so we'll be showing the Ledges movie. Maybe some of you heard about it. I think it came out last year, and they showed it at the Boone Theater, but we'll also be showing it upstairs for free. If you didn't catch it, it's about 45 minutes long. And then a young man, Cody Carlson, he's a local Boone guy, and he's done an extensive program, some research into the Boone Park system, so he'll be talking about his knowledge of the Boone Parks, and he can answer your questions about that, and also talk about the Ledges. And that night, if you just show up, you're in a drawing to win tickets to ride the Rail Explorer.
Ooh.
So if you haven't done that, or if you had and you enjoyed it, just come on up and put your name in, watch the movie, listen to Cody, and you might win tickets to go ride the rails.
All right.
Zach mentioned that we have a silent auction. It's going on right now at the library till next Tuesday. There are three garden beds at the library. We are turning those into pollinator gardens because we received a grant to do that. So we need to clean out three of the existing garden beds. Two of them are located north of the library, and one is located south of the library by where the old book bin used to be. And we've put prices on them. The two north ones are at $40 each, and the south one, I believe I put $25 on.
Okay.
The one bed has even, they might both have, they both north ones have bushes, but the one has an aronia berry bush. I think that's the northernmost one. It's a fundraiser for the library. If you have the winning bid, then you will get to come and dig out all of those lovely perennials and take them with you. And the beds will be cleaned out and ready for us to plant the pollinator gardens later in June. But so we're hoping people are tuned in this morning and are hearing about this. It's a short turnaround. We only started it Tuesday, and we're only running it a week, but we're hoping that people will just stop in. The silent auction is, the papers are on the entry table on the main floor. If you have questions, just give us a call.
All righty.
Of course, we also continue all of my regular programs, the house plant swap, the craft swap, and the seed card catalog. Still have craft donation days twice a month on second and fourth Mondays. I have books at the brewery on the second Monday. Family history meets twice a month. Book discussion is the third Tuesday. We have third Thursday at Hoover's. They're doing some repeat programs, June, July, and August of their popular programs on Zoom. So I'll have information about those, and you can, if you missed it, you can, or if you can revisit. I know they have one about all the flower sacks that they have at the Hoover Presidential Library. Super popular program that one was, and they'll be repeating that. Then, of course, we have Writer's Workshop the third Saturday and Fresh Conversations on the fourth Monday. So
busy.
Super busy. If you can't find something to do, I don't know what to tell you.
You're not looking very hard.
You're well,
you don't even have to. You don't even have to look hard, do you? So again, big thing is we've got a lot of activities going on. We've got the kickoff on Monday, 4 to 7. 7th Street will be blocked off. Sounds like you're going to have people all over the place. Mm-hmm. Drive with care when you're over there, folks.
It's actually 7th and Green.
7th and Green.
Yeah.
So, definitely, it's going to be blocked off.
Yeah.
And again, don't forget to stop in the library if you have any questions.
And no, I will say registration, you know, open for children and teens and youth. So that's through Beanstack, and you can do that today. And if you need help with that, we are happy to do that. We're happy to help.
All righty. Looking forward to a successful busy June. Busy.
Busy. It'll be great.
All righty. Hey, thanks all of you for joining us today. Again, that's been our Tuned In program on KWBG.